ركعتين قبل الغداة رواه البخاري. Then Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would not leave out the four rakat sunnat before Zuhr, and he would not leave out the two rakat sunnat before Fajr Salah. وعنها قالت لم يكن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم على شيء من النوافل أشد تعاهدا منه على ركعتي الفجر. That Aisha radiallahu anha says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not more steadfast upon any nafil salah like how he was upon the two rakats of Fajr Salah. He was very, very steadfast upon the two rakats of Fajr Salah. He was much more steadfast upon this than any other salah that he would perform. Any other nafil or sunnat salah that he would perform. وعنها عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ركعة الفجر خير من الدنيا وما فيها رواه مسلم. حضرت عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها reports Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the two rakats Fajr, referring to the two rakats of Fajr, the sunnah of Fajr, are more beloved than the whole world and whatever it contains in it. More beloved than the whole world and whatever it contains in it. عن ومحديث عن أبي عبد الله بلال بن رباح رضي الله عنه مؤذن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه أتى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليؤذنه بصلاة الغداة فشغلت عائشة بلالا بأمر سألته عنه. To understand this hadith, when it used to come in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the time of Fajr would set in, Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he would give the azan, and then just before the time of the Jamaat could commence, he would go to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which was right there next to the masjid. He would go to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he'll inform Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam now that it is the time of the Salah. So this was his practice. He would give out the azan on time, and then when it was the time for Jamaat, he would go to the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and inform him that this is the time for Jamaat. So Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, the muazzin of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he had come to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to inform him of the time of Jamaat. فشغلت, so Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she had asked Hazrat Bilal when he had just come there to the house to inform Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So just at that time, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she started talking to him. She asked him something that kept him a little busy. Hatta asbaha jiddan. So now while he was busy in that discussion with Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it started getting bright. Morning started setting in, so it began to get bright. فَقَامَ بِلَالٌ فَآذَنَهُ بِالصَّلَاةِ. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu finished off now, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, it's getting bright. Now he informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the time of Salah. وَتَابَ عَذَانَهُ. And then again Bilal radiallahu anhu standing outside now, he's informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the time of Salah. And it's about, and he's getting bright, but he's getting worried. So he continuously was informing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of the time of Salah. فَلَمْ يَخْرُجْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ. Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم wasn't coming out. فَلَمَّا خَرَجَ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَمْ صَلَّى بِالنَّاسِ. And eventually when Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم came out, he performed the salah with the people. فَأَخْبَرَهُ أَنَّ عَيْشَةَ شَغَلَتْهُ بِأَمْرٍ سَأَلَتْهُ عَنْهُ حَتَّى أَصْبَحَ جِدًّا. Now Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu, he goes and he tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he informs him that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha had asked him something that kept him busy, so therefore it went quite into the morning, it became a little bit bright. وَأَنَّهُ أَبْطَى عَلَيْهِ بِالْخُرُوجِ. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took also a little bit long now to come out. So one, it was already getting bright, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also took long to come out. فقال يعني النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إني كنت ركعت ركعتي الفجر. So now النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم is explaining to Hazrat Bilal رضي الله عنه, when you were calling me, I was reading my two rakat sunnat of Fajr. When you were calling me at that time, I was reading the two rakat sunnat of Fajr. فقال يا رسول الله إنك أصبحت جدا. Hazrat Bilal رضي الله عنه told النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, oh النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, it was gone well into the morning when you were reading these two rakat. It was gone well into the morning. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم replied, لو أصبحت أكثر مما أصبحت لركعتهما وأحسنتهما وأجملتهما. He said, Bilal رضي الله عنه, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him that if it went even further also in the morning, I would have read, if it went even further into the morning, I would have read these two rakats of salah, the two sunnat of Fajr, I would have read it nicely, I would have read it beautifully, I would have read it in an excellent manner. In other words, I wouldn't have sacrificed these two rakats of sunnah, even if it went more into the morning, it became even brighter. Even then also, I wouldn't have sacrificed these two rakats of sunnah to fajr, and I would have read it properly to show us how important it is, these two rakats of sunnah to fajr is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. The person is up early, if you try and perform the two rakats of salah, if possible, read it at home. If not possible, read it in the masjid. And the preferable surahs also to recite in the two rakats of fajr is in the first rakat, Surah Kafirun, and in the second rakat, Surah Ikhlas. Qul ya ayyuhal kafirun in the first rakat, Qul huwallahu ahad in the second rakat. These are the preferred surahs to read in the two rakat sunnat of fajr. May Allah give us tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wa salamun ala al-mursalin. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.